Unit 10. Recording 27.
The main aim of this presentation is to discuss the danger to London of flooding and to examine the causes. We'll also examine the topic of flood defences. I'd like to start by listing three main causes of possible flooding. 1. The rise in sea levels. 2. The combination of high tides and surge tides coming from the northeast. 3. The sinking of southeast England. Let's move on to flood defences. In the 1970s, the banks of the River Thames below London were raised by 2 metres. About 32 kilometres of flood defences were improved in this way. Above London, approximately 80 kilometres of riverbanks were raised. That brings me to the Thames Barrier, a huge movable flood barrier that was built in the 1970s. As you can see in this photo, the barrier consists of 10 movable gates, which are pivoted and supported between these concrete piers. When closed, the barrier can withstand a pressure of 9,000 tonnes. The problem, however, is that this barrier will not be enough to prevent future flooding, because sea levels are rising. As shown on the first graph, in 2001, an IPCC report predicted an annual rise of less than 2 millimetres. This forecast a rise of just over 40 centimetres in sea levels by the end of the 21st century. However, the next graph indicates that sea levels are rising faster than we expected. Between 1993 and 2006, sea levels rose by 3.3 millimetres per year on average. This would result in a rise of nearly 90 centimetres by the end of the century. My objective in this talk has been to list the factors that could cause flooding, to examine the possible effects, and to discuss methods of flood prevention. I'd like to finish by showing you this map of the areas of London that will be below sea level by the year 2100. If we do nothing, all these areas will flood.